There are no more state primaries left in the presidential contest this year.
No applauding.
Right? Well, and especially because, yes, we know Washington, D.C. is voting next week, but yes, not technically a state. So my sentence is still correct. Hillary Clinton won the California primary, giving her victories in 4 of 6 contests yesterday. Last night, she spoke to her supporters in New York City.
Thanks to you, we've reached a milestone. The first time in our nation's history that a woman will be a major party's nominee.
Still, Bernie Sanders is vowing to fight on to the convention, and the presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump sharpened his attacks on Clinton.
Our schools are failing. Crime is rising. People are scared. The last thing we need is Hillary Clinton in the White House or an extension of the Obama disaster.
Donald Trump also was spanked by his party leaders yesterday because of his language, and maybe in response he gave his speech last night by teleprompter, very reined in. So where are we the day after? Well, joining us now, here are now political analysts, Republican strategist Paris Denard. Hi, Paris.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. And Democratic strategist Angela Rye. Hi, Angela.
Hello.
And neither of you affiliated with any campaigns, but Angela, we have to start with you. Did the earth move for you? A female candidate wearing white, like Geraldine Ferraro did when she was Mondale's VP nod. What did this mean? Was this meaningful for you on that level?
So maybe not because she was wearing white, although Paris and I were talking about the psychology behind that a second ago, and I told him that I thought it was smart that white was the chosen color, particularly because of the numbers you can continue to see with Hillary Clinton and her trustworthiness and whether or not folks think she's honest. So
it's sort of an angelic choice. Yeah, an angelic.
Yeah, exactly. And then even like the arms, like they said, this is going to be the gif that they use where her arms are up like, whoa. So I thought it was very, very smart. In terms of the earth moving for me, what I will tell you is I don't know that anything will ever feel like the moment when Barack Obama became the Democratic presidential nominee for me. But I will also tell you, I was on Twitter like, okay, she's about to cry. Okay, she's about to cry. And then I was like, well, now I'm crying because the reality of the moment setting in, her tying the 19th Amendment's ratification to the birth date of her mother, the fact that her mother wasn't there, the fact that she talked about her mother always urging her to stand up to a bully and she's facing one in November, the fact that she said that, you know, her mom had basically been there for every major milestone in her life and she wasn't there yesterday. It was a tear-jerking moment for me. I certainly could appreciate how important and significant it was to their family and for women everywhere to know that this really is a reality for us. We can be the president, and we can definitely be the nominee for parties.
Paris, awesome. As a Republican strategist, what did it mean to you? I mean, did it mean anything that it was an historic moment in that sense?
It reminded me of when Queen Elizabeth walks in her beautiful white regalia to be coronated.
Oh, Lord.
And so this was a coronation of sorts. You know what I thought about, Jeremy? I thought about all the years that the Clintons have been plotting and planning to make this work and the things that she's had to endure and suffer because of the actions of her husband. And now, after 30-some-odd years of planning, she finally got what she wanted. And what was particularly interesting to me was that her entire speech, in my opinion, was focused on herself, her narrative, her womanness, the historic moment for her as Hillary Clinton, as a woman. It did not talk about the people, the other people, the American people.
What speech did you listen to?
The one last night that left me not so inspired or awestruck. I felt it was about her. And this is the same problem that Senator Rubio, no, she won't. It's the same issue that Senator Rubio had. The narrative has to be more than just your personal story. Ask me why she's running. Outside of the fact that it's a historic moment for women or for herself or for as an end note to her bio,
but
you can't answer that question.
Yeah, that's not true, Paris.
But I was going to say, in that moment, you can't go that far outside the fact that it's an historical moment for women. I mean, it's a big
right.
deal moment. But
then why are a lot of women supporting her? She's having struggles. She's struggling with the woman vote.
Right.
And I think it's because they can look past it and say, okay, great. We have a woman who arguably is qualified, but what more has she done for
Paris,
women and what more can she do for me right now
Paris,
for jobs, the economy? For immigration.
But Paris, in the moment last night, you saw people who still are not supporting Hillary even tweeting on their social media saying that they recognize the historic nature of the moment. Right. What I can't understand about Republican trolls over the last 24 hours is why y'all can't see that this is still a historic Parrish, moment, whether you're Republican or
Democrat. She's not calling
Democrat.
You a troll. That she didn't
yeah,
mean
yes,
that.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
She, I'm looking at her. She called me a troll.
Okay. I called him a troll.
But Angela, he makes a point. What do you do about the women? We're hearing analysts this morning saying she has to now get the women who are not in her yes. her camp, maybe the Republicans, younger women who might have supported Sanders. We're hearing analysts say who, for them, the fact that it's the first woman, that doesn't mean enough. But on the other yes. hand, we're hearing they also don't know her or her history. They are young, and so they may not know some of the baggage that that brings. So what does she do going forward? She can't, as Paris says, make it all about being the first woman.
No, she can't. And I think Paris is right. And I think that if he was paying attention to her campaign, he'd note that she has not been able to do that. And she therefore has not done that. Mm-hmm. To your point, Lynn, about what she has to do to bring in particularly young women voters is make it clear that it's not about the Clinton legacy of yesterday. It's about what she's going to do going forward as the first woman president going forward. She hit on some of that. I think it was very clear last night. She talked about tearing down barriers and not building up walls. She talked about taking on bullies. She talked about fighting for the little guy and having the back of the American people. Those are things that not only ring true to Hillary Clinton supporters, mm-hmm. but certainly to Bernie supporters. She made a very hard pitch to them last night, and I think it was clear. So she's definitely got work to do, but I don't want to discount what she
said. Well, what happens now with Bernie? Because is he gonna stay in this thing really all the way till the convention, even though she now has millions more votes than him? She'll have a majority of even the pledge delegates. I mean, Angela, Paris, take it away. But what do you think is going to happen with Bernie?
Bernie has a right to stay in this race. I think the millions
of course
of people
you
who,
would say that.
Right, but he's right. He does have a right.
But the millions of people who
he
support
don't have no
him
money.
And the energy that's behind it, he can go and have a floor fight. And this cause that he's been fighting has become bigger than I think he even thought it was going to be. And so
that's
now
true.
I believe he has a mandate and a responsibility to his people to do something with it, to bow out and to say, thanks, I give it over to Hillary Clinton, who stands for nothing that I stand for, is not going to be something that his
true.
People want.
Their voting record is the 93% similar from when she was in the Senate. But Lynn, just really quick, the only point that I would raise.
I have to say, Angela, and I know you're just misspeaking because you're used to Lynn, our producer, who in fact is homesick
oh my God!
Today. That's all right.
I'm so
that's
sorry,
okay.
Robin.
It's okay. That's right. She's home listening.
Hi, Lynn.
Right. So continue.
Thank you. That was a good call. And you're absolutely right. I'm sorry about that.
No, don't worry about it.
Lynn and Robin. So the one thing that I would say to that is this isn't just about Bernie Sanders wanting to stay in. There's something that he needs to be there and mm-hmm. to remain here, and that's called resources, of which they're dwindling. He's cutting back on campaign staff. Yes, we've seen this once before, but he also has a meeting in the Oval tomorrow with Barack Obama, and right. I think that has everything to do with the fact that the race is wrapping up. The president has to endorse Hillary at this point, and Bernie Sanders is going to fall in line. He's got to say he's going to stay in the
But he also has leverage.
I think
he has leverage.
Oh, yeah, and he will use his leverage, I think, to help shape the platform, but it won't be much more than that. He's not going to be the VP.
But will he get the superdelegate structure changed or get environmentalist Bill McKibben on the platform committee?
I don't know about either of those. Yeah. What I can tell you is that he's had some successes already in helping to shape the platform committee. And I think that as a result, he's going to help shape the platform. I think that if Bernie Sanders is going to continue to have the persuasion and the influence that he needs, he's going to have to bow out right after this D.C. race.
And, of course, Donald Trump is just in love with Bernie Sanders and his supporters. Listen to him last night in his teleprompter address. Here he is.
To all of those Bernie Sanders voters who have been left out in the cold by a rigged system of superdelegates, we welcome you with open arms.
Paris, I want to ask you about that. I mean, does mm-hmm. he really think he's going to get many of those? And by the way, there are a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters who were trying to decide between Trump and Sanders. But also, is Trump in big trouble right now with a lot of Republicans backing away from him in a pretty public way? Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and others. I mean, maybe they're still saying they're endorsing him, but they're doing it in a kind of weird way.
Two things. One, it was a very smart move for Donald Trump to appeal to Bernie Sanders supporters, because when they have the choice of looking between Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, they're not going to go flocking to Hillary Clinton because she's a Johnny-come-lately or Jane-come-lately when it comes to the progressive movement. And when they look at what Donald Trump stands for and the things that he talks about, a lot of people like Reagan Democrats are going to come over and become Trump. Democrats are going to come over for Donald Trump. And the other point is, with respect to Donald Trump and the Republican establishment on the Hill, look, they have to protect their own brands. I get it. This happens in politics. It's the nature of it. But at the end of the day, they're all good soldiers and they understand one thing, and that is, in order to win in November, you have to have a Republican in the White House, and that Republican is going to be Donald Trump. And Donald Trump also is going to appoint a cabinet, an entire administration, and Speaker Ryan knows this, and he said it repeatedly, that the person who can carry out his opportunity agenda and the positive things that he's doing as it relates to fighting poverty with the Better America is through Donald Trump supporting him. And he knows that Hillary Clinton is not on board with that agenda. And so they'll say this publicly because they have races to run and a brand to follow, but privately they're going to vote for Donald Trump.
Okay. Well, Paris, we have to wrap it up, but I just want to say I think the language, they will be all good soldiers, may not be the language the Republicans want going for. Republican strategist Paris Denard making an impassioned case there. And Angela Rye, Democratic strategist before that. We love you guys. Thank you
we
so
love
much.
Y'all.
Thank
and
you, Robin.
We'll continue to check in with you as the election
Thanks,
goes
guys.
On.